Welcome once again to a Friday Everyday English Quiz. We have some simple questions for you to answer, if you're ready. Question 1.
Each of the sentences you're going to hear contains a word pronounced as bands, but with a peculiar meaning and spelling. In each case, give the spelling of the word pronounced as bands. A. The government has announced a number of bans on exports. B. The school authority is proposing bans on specific items of clothing. C. Their bans were announced at the first church service. D. They have called for their bans. Question again. Each of the sentences you're going to hear contains a word pronounced as bands, but with a peculiar meaning and spelling. In each case, give the spelling of the word pronounced as bands. A. The government has announced a number of bans on exports. B. The school authority is proposing bans on specific items of clothing. C. Their bans were announced at the first church service. D. They have called for their bans.
Question 2.
Comment on the grammaticality of each of the following sentences. A. Their marriage bans will be announced tomorrow at the first church service. B. A number of prohibition bans have been predicted by economic analysts. And C. It is proposed by the minister to announce the ban before any engagement takes place. The question again. Comment on the grammaticality of each of the following sentences. A. Their marriage bans will be announced tomorrow at the first church service. B. A number of prohibition bans have been predicted by economic analysts. And C. It is proposed by the minister to announce the ban before any engagement takes place.
Question 3.
Comment on the form of the word regard in the following sentences that you are going to hear. A. With regard to your application. B. As regard your application. C. As regards to your application. D. With regards to your application. The question again. Comment on the form of the word regard in the following sentences that you're going to hear. A. With regard to your application. B. As regard your application. C. As regards to your application. And D. With regards to your application.
Question 4.
Which of the following sentences are correct and which incorrect? A. The announcement was enthusiastically welcomed. B. The announcement was very welcomed. C. The announcement was warmly welcomed. And D. The announcement was warmly welcome. The question once again. Which of the following sentences are correct and which incorrect? A. The announcement was enthusiastically welcomed. B. The announcement was very welcomed. C. The announcement was warmly welcomed. And D. The announcement was warmly welcome.
Thank you. And now the answers. Question 1.
Each of the sentences that you're going to hear contains a word pronounced as bans, but with a peculiar meaning and spelling. In each case, give the spelling of the word pronounced as bans. A. The government has announced a number of bans on exports.
The spelling of the word is B-A-N-S. It is the plural form of ban, B-A-N, which means an order of prohibition by an authority.
B. The school authority is proposing bans on specific items of clothing.
The spelling of the word bans, in this case too, is B-A-N-S. It is the plural of ban, B-A-N, which means an order of prohibition by an authority.
C. Their bans were announced at the first church service.
The spelling of bans in this case is B-A-N-N-S. It is plural and has no singular form. It means a church announcement of a proposed marriage of two people.
And D, they have called for their bans.
The spelling of the word is B-A-N-N-S. It is always used in the plural.
Question 2.
Comment on the grammaticality of each of the following sentences. A. Their marriage bans will be announced tomorrow at the first church service.
Incorrect. The sentence should read, their bans will be announced tomorrow at the first church service. There need not be any reference to marriage, since bans already presupposes marriage.
B. A number of prohibition bans have been predicted by economic analysts.
Correct.
C. It is proposed by the minister to announce the ban before any engagement takes place.
Incorrect. The context clearly shows that the announcement refers to a marriage between two people. The appropriate word, therefore, is bans, spelled as B-A-N-N-S. This word has no singular form. The singular form ban, which you heard in the sentence, refers to an official or authoritative prohibition.
Question 3.
Comment on the form of the word regard in the following sentences that you are going to hear. A. With regard to your application.
Correct.
B. As regard your application.
Incorrect.
C. As regards to your application.
Incorrect.
And D. With regards to your application.
Incorrect.
Question 4.
Which of the following sentences are correct and which incorrect? A. The announcement was enthusiastically welcomed.
Correct.
B. The announcement was very welcomed.
Incorrect.
C. The announcement was warmly welcomed.
Correct.
And D. The announcement was warmly welcome.
Incorrect.
Thank you both. That's all for now, listeners. We wish you a happy weekend. Goodbye.